This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. China says it will suspend U.S. military ship and aircraft visits to Hong Kong and sanction several American pro-democracy and human rights groups. This is in retaliation for new U.S. legislation supporting anti-government protests in the semi-autonomous territory. AP's Ken Mord-Sugu explains the legislation.
That legislation is related to the protests in Hong Kong. It would hold Chinese or Hong Kong officials accountable for human rights violations and also would require a review of Hong Kong's favored trade status that it enjoys with the U.S.
China's foreign ministry spokeswoman says the steps are in response to what China thinks is the U.S.'s unreasonable behavior.
The Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman repeated China's longstanding position that this legislation is an interference in the internal affairs of China.
That's AP's Ken Mord-Sugu. U.S. President Donald Trump is accusing Argentina and Brazil of hurting U.S. farmers through currency manipulation and says he'll slap tariffs on their steel and aluminum imports. This prompted his Brazilian counterpart to call for talks with Mr. Trump. Also on Monday, President Trump urged the Federal Reserve to prevent countries from gaining an economic advantage by devaluing their currencies. Dozens of structural engineers from Europe and elsewhere are heading to Albania to help rebuild the country after a devastating earthquake last month killed 51 people and destroyed thousands of buildings. The European Union and the United Nations are coordinating international efforts to assist Albania. The damage from the tremor is affecting more than half of the country's population. Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on a market in a rebel-held town in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib Monday killed at least 10 civilians and wounded others. From Washington, this is VOA News.